Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is a Spencer Davis Group. And if you listen to the lead singer, you'll kind of notice that it sounds a lot like Steve Winwood. Only this song was from 1967. And so the first time you heard Steve Winwood that you knew it was Steve Winwood was probably 1980, 81, something like that. It's a great song, one of the great rock and roll songs of all time. Welcome back. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and it's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Kathy Perry is our guest, our good friend, KathyPerry.com. Her book is called Stepping Stones to Success. She's the co-author of that book, and she is our social media guru in the Brain Trust, and in real life, too, by the way, folks. She doesn't even have to sleep in a Holiday Inn Express. She's got this stuff all squared away. Right, Kathy?
That's right.
Hey, Kathy, hashtags on
That's
Twitter.
Right. Well, it's more than Twitter.
I know. When I said that, I said, "Oh, that's not right. That's not right." So tell for the true, Luddites who we're trying to redeem out there, who maybe have never heard of a hashtag.
I know.
It's not hash browns, folks. It's hashtag, and it's the little pound sign, right?
Yes.
It's the pound sign on the keyboard. If you don't know what a keyboard is, folks, I can't help you. That's as far as I'm going. All right, so Kathy, what does the hashtag do? What does it mean? What does it do? Where is it used?
Well, what it's used for is for you to search on something and find information about a topic. For example, if somebody is a sports person and they could put a hashtag and their sports team, and they'll find all types of information about them. So it really is just a search term, so let's make it as simple as possible. And it's something that if you, as a small business, were putting out some information or content and you wanted to be tagged with something, a current event or something that's happening, and you're going to be writing about it, you could use that hashtag in your content to be in that search stream.
Mm-hmm.
The important thing to remember is you don't want to overuse it or misuse it, because that won't help you. But, a couple like Yahoo Insider, they have a hashtag for pound inside.
Mm-hmm.
So that would pull up all stories about that. The Voice was, they just had their finale on TV. And so hashtag The Voice would be there.
So let me ask you a question. For years, if people mentioned our name on Twitter, for example, we would really want them to say at Jim Blasingame. So are we better off to encourage people to put at Jim Blasingame or hashtag? Because a lot of times now if they're writing about Kathy Perry, they'll say, Kathy Perry said so and so, blah blah blah. Here's the article, hashtag Kathy Perry instead of at Kathy Perry. Do we want to? Should we encourage people to do both, or which one's more important?
The hashtag is more important.
Really, the hashtag is more important than the at. The hashtag, the search reference, is more important than essentially the URL.
A URL is different than.
But in Twitter terms, at is essentially your URL, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. That's true. That's different. But if you're wanting somebody to search a topic, so think of it more like a topic than rather finding you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So if you're talking leadership or some sort of a business term that you're wanting people to find you related to that topic,
So should you start? But you should you start using the hashtag? I mean, can you grow? Can you grow your traffic by developing a hashtag yourself?
Yes,
should
you
should
can.
You have a hashtag strategy?
Yes, you should. And it's important to use the right words. You're not going to be, using words that don't make sense or have meaning. As a matter of fact, they have people testing this to see what hashtags work the best. And the White House media team tested 26 different possibilities for one of the president's State of the Union addresses and settled on 7 of the most successful ones.
Huh.
So there's hashtags are used to see how can we drive more traffic.
Right.
But you have to be very careful and not overdo it.
So where you may own, so to speak, you're at Jim Blasingame, you can't own hashtag Jim Blasingame, hashtag whatever, right?
You're really not owning it, no. It's just a search tool.
That's all it is. So if somebody comes up with if you thought of a hashtag and somebody already had it, then you don't worry about it. You just start populating that with get in there with sharp elbows and make your place there in that hashtag, right?
So like the NBA, okay? Yeah. You don't own that term, but you could do hashtag NBA.
Yeah.
And try, find all that information.
And also try to be relevant in that hashtag space.
Yes.
Kathy, can we talk about hashtags next time more? I think there's a lot more to talk about. What do you think?
Whatever you would like to do.
I know. You live to make me happy, Kathy. I know that. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, KathyPerry.com. Check it out. She'll be back another day real soon. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back real soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.